Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins has Burns trapped. There's the throw to Sewell and back to Appling, who tags Burns for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Hayes moves to third. Simmons moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup juggles the ball. That's an error on Walkup. Hayes scores. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Radcliffe moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. Burns moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Appling steals second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bijma is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Walkup strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2. White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Burns reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Earnshaw for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. George Blaeholder now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura is walked intentionally. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Hayes scores. Simmons scores. Bonura goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to second. It's 11-3, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 12-3, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 13-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Earnshaw moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Earnshaw scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 15-3, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Heath pinch hits for George Blais Holder. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland now pitching. Tommy Heath now catching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Burns, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Appling scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 16-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pepper hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Wright pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Phelps now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bijma strikes out. 1 out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strange hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to second. Washington throws the ball into Appling, who tags Bell for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jocko Conlon now playing center field. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Debs Garms pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms takes first base on ball 4. West moves to third. Burns moves to second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pepper hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. 1 out. It's 16-4, White Sox. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a line drive towards right. Washington catches it and throws to Appling, who relays to Bonura to double up Garms. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 16, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.